You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I think this, for the next few minutes, I think it's just going to be casual conversation.
A little chit chat?
Well, because I want to hear about your trip.
Yeah.
And then I want to, I've been debating for a couple of days whether or not to tell the story about what happened to me on Friday night or not. Because some people will just, you know, some people, they wake up in the morning looking to be offended. And I recognize that doing this job. But it's like, hell, this happened, so I'm going to talk about it. All right. So if someone's to be offended by it, they can be offended. I don't care. Tell me about your trip. For those of you who don't know, Jeremy did a road trip to Iowa with his wife, his two kids, and his mother-in-law.
I almost didn't come back.
I saw your pictures.
I almost did not come back.
I know how much you want to move to Iowa.
You know, a lot of people call into work like sick and burnt out.
Yeah.
I almost called in relaxed and content. You know what? I'm not going to be in anymore. I'm relaxed and content.
Yeah.
It was so, so nice. And it's just so calm out there and laid back. Here's the numbers. We traveled 1,875 miles.
Total. That's round trip?
Total. Went through 121.1 gallons of gas. Averaged 72 miles an hour and spent 26 hours on the road. That was the bad part, the driving. I tell you what, everyone always complains about Nebraska and how boring that drive is.
Yeah.
You know what's boring is the northeastern part of Colorado. Boring.
Like around Sterling and everything?
Yes. Once you hit like Julesburg into, you know, into Denver, basically. God, that is long. And I mean, this is a massive state we live in.
And 76 is not in good shape. It's all chunky.
It's real bumpy. The semis ride your butt the whole way. And it's just long, man. That was the longest stretch. But and I actually still feel like I'm moving a little bit. We did. On the way there, we went straight through. I drove the whole way. And then on Sunday, we were supposed to stop in Kearney, like halfway, and split it up a little bit. But once we hit Kearney, it was like 2 in the afternoon, and I was like, screw it.
Oh, so you did it all
in
one.
I'm going for it.
Oh.
So we did it all in one on Sunday as well. I drove the whole way there, too, or all the way back. And we just all kind of felt sick when we got home. Just really, you know, just from the road movement. And Nicole's mom actually kind of was like dry heaving a little bit. She was like so car sick.
Great. Your mother-in-law throws up in the truck.
Bless her heart. But we didn't get back until about 10 o'clock or so on Sunday. But it was worth it. I'm glad we drove all the way through. But while we were out there, man, it's just good old middle America. All we did was eat the entire time, from like fried chicken into pizza into casseroles. Beer, and more beer. The night before Thanksgiving, we had mashed potatoes and gravy. That's how much food we ate. We had pregame mashed potatoes and gravy with chicken gravy. And then on Thanksgiving, we had mashed potatoes with turkey gravy. So there was a lot of gravy consumed in Iowa. What else goes on out there? It really surprises me that still out there that nobody locks their doors. Which kind of freaks me out, you know, because I'm such a, you know, a tidy whitey guy that I've got to have everything locked. But nobody locks their doors. We ran errands to a couple like grocery stores and stuff, and they'll pull up at the grocery store, take their keys, drop them in the cup holder of the car, get out and go in, and leave their car unlocked with the keys right there in their cup holder. It's just.
And you're going, you sure you want to
I'm
do
like,
that?
Are you wanting, are you, yeah, it's the way it's always been. That's the way it'll always
Nobody
will be.
Nobody steals your car there.
Nobody steals or breaks in apparently out there. So that, you know, kind of freaked me out a little bit. But what really makes me want to move out there is the time that we spend out at Nikki's aunt's farm. They have a farm out there, acreage, barns, animals. So the kids were able to play with, you know, like all the barn cats and the chickens and ride horses. They had an old Mustang out at a vehicle, an old Mustang out in one of the barns. You go up in the loft and it's like a scene out of American Pickers, that TV show, just full of just treasures that go back 100 years. And when we left, the kids actually cried their eyes out because they just did not want to leave like that lifestyle, and there was dogs everywhere.
Isn't it interesting, if you take a step back, that in a way, something as down home and ridiculously simple as that meant more to the kids than if they had gone to Disneyland or something.
Hands down.
Isn't that interesting? So you don't have to do the spend $10,000 and go to Disney or, you know, SeaWorld and stuff like that. You can take your kids to a farm and they probably would be just as happy.
You know, just like, you know, petting the horses and brushing them. And they had a puppy out there, which Lila fell in love with, of course. And
well, why don't you do this? I know this is going to cause our general manager who might be listening to freak out. Why don't you move there and do the show from there like Jane used to do it from Michigan?
If that was an option, I would really consider it, because Nicole works for an engineering company and her home office is out there. It's in Muscatine, which is real close to Davenport where we were. And so she could just transfer out there no problem.
Why don't you do that?
I mean, there was a lot of conversation of us moving out there and what we would do and what I would do. I'm like, well, I can go work for John Deere or something.
No, do the show from there.
If that would be an option, I would really consider it.
Well, why wouldn't you?
It's funny. You can buy a 3,000 square foot house on 5 acres with a couple barns for about $200,000, if not less on some in some areas. And then we're talking like nice old farmhouses that are well built and cool. And I'm like, holy cow, it's like you could go out there and sell your house here and pay cash for what you can get in Iowa and just be done with no house payment, you know?
Right.
And then have that lifestyle. But
I think you should
it's
look
something
into
to
it.
Think about. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. But man, we had a good time.
I'll miss you.
I'll miss you. Oh, you could come visit. I have a little studio up in the barn, and we can do it's the barn studio.
You like that?
Yeah, I would consider
it. Every once in a while, I hear a goat in the background.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't mind that at all. But we had a real good time.
I'm glad.
Real nice, man. It was relaxing.
I enjoy your pictures that you posted. So
yeah, I posted a couple.
Glad you're back safely.
Thanks, man. Thank you. It's like all anxiety. Like I have anxiety issues sometimes, and I didn't have it for a week. It was completely gone. And as soon as we came back into Denver, I was like, the traffic. It was like wound so tight instantly. So. Oh, well.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I had my own experience, and I've debated whether to talk about it or not. But the reason I want to is because I know what a joy you will get from the story.
So this happened in a bar?
This happened in a bar on Friday night. All right, so I'm going to try to condense the story as best I can. This is not, some people say, well, what's the big deal? And that's okay for a lot of people, it's not a big deal. It was just interesting to me. So I have moved recently, and I'm in an area now where I can walk to a bunch of bars and restaurants. And Friday evening, just by myself, I grabbed my laptop like I often do, and I went and I found a really nice happy hour at a very nice place, just sitting at the bar. And I've been exchanging a bunch of text messages with a whole bunch of friends about how I've moved recently. And one of them is a friend of mine who I didn't know now lives really close by. And I said, hey, you know, we should get together sometime. And she was like, well, yeah. She goes, if you want to get a cocktail tonight. I was like, that's cool. Here's where I am. You know, join. She goes, yeah, I'll probably be there in about an hour if you're still there. And we'll catch up real fast and go on our way. That's fine. And so I'm sitting there at this bar, and there's two seats to the left of me that are empty, and a guy and what I think is his wife comes in, and they're like, is anybody sitting here? And I said, no, help yourself, you know? The guy sits down, and you know how you strike up a conversation with strangers, and in the first minute, you know, these people are so damn cool. They're so fun. This guy had the greatest sense of humor. His wife had the greatest sense of humor. They were funny. We were laughing. They were about my age. Everything was cool. The guy immediately whips out his phone, and he's showing me. He goes, what do you think? Which of these diamonds should I pick? And I was like, wait a minute. Are you talking about like an engagement ring for her? He goes, yeah. I said, well, you can't let her see that. You know, that's supposed to be a surprise. And they're like, nah, we've both been married before. Blah, 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 blah. Laughter, laughter, laughter. I'm helping him pick out a ring. Nice. I've known the guy for 3 minutes.
Right.
I'm helping him pick out a ring. That's how cool they were. And we were just laughing and sharing stories and, you know, ordering cocktails and everything else. And about 45 minutes later, my friend shows up. I go, hey, everyone, this is my friend. Blah, blah, blah. I said, this, you know, these guys we just met and blah, blah, blah. And the guy's real friendly. And as the evening progresses, there becomes a discussion about, well, we're all getting along so well. We should go somewhere else. Let's just go make a night of it. And they're like, yeah. And the guy goes, you know what we should do? He says, we should go to Vegas.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I said, I'm actually kind of game for that. That sounds like the kind of spontaneous thing that I like to do. Mm-hmm. Just immediately go without a bag or anything. Just go to the airport and go to Vegas. But we ended up shooting that down. And he says, well, he goes, you know, I live up in the hills like Genesee. He says, we should just go up there and we'll just take the party up there. I was like, yeah, that's a long way. I said, let's just find another bar around here. So we found another bar, and the four of us were just, you know, having a great time. This story is leading somewhere, by the way. Because I had asked him from the beginning, I said, how'd you guys meet? Because I'm interested in that stuff.
Sure.
How do people meet? Yeah. Like Jeremy met his wife at work. He was throwing paper clips at her.
That's right.
I love those stories. And this guy's like, well, he goes, the story of how we met is going to require an extra drink or two before I can tell you the story. So you know where my brain went immediately? My brain went, they're an affair. I'll bet they're an affair, you know, and I bet that's what it is. I'm trying to fill in the blanks in my head, right? Uh-huh. More cocktails come. He starts ordering this very fancy tequila and stuff like that. And eventually, an hour later, all gathered in one of those little round booths somewhere. So we are captive, on a captive audience. He begins the story. And the story starts with his childhood and being raised and his mom leaving when they were such and such age and this and that. And then how he was married, had some kids, told his wife one day, I sometimes feel like I want to be with other women. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, do you see where this is going?
I was waiting for this.
And so his wife agreed. And here's my disclaimer. I am not judging. I do not care. They're the greatest people. They were so much fun. And he says, so he got his wife to agree to go onto a website where they could meet other couples. And when they went out and met another couple, they each fell in love with the other person in that couple. So the woman at the bar that he was with and he was picking out a ring was the wife of the swingers couple that they hooked up with.
Right.
And what was going on, and I didn't know, is that I was being recruited.
Right. I thought that's where this was going.
I had no idea.
So here's the website.
When it finally dawned on me what was going on, I was like, oh, my God.
Come on up to Genesee with us.
Exactly. Get on a plane and go to Vegas.
Right.
We're going to go to Genesee.
We'll just see what happens.
See what happens. And I was like, well, first of all, I'm not even dating this friend of mine. We're not even a couple, so I can't swap couples here. I can't do that. So anyway.
Oh, man.
Here's what I said. I said, listen. I have to pee. No way. I said, I have to pee. But when I come back, I have a question for you guys. And they're like, cool. So my friend and I got up and we both went to pee and we both got around the corner and we laughed. We said, well, we didn't see that coming. That was interesting. Got back from peeing, sat down. I said, here's a story. I said, I'm going to treat this like an analogy. I said, some of my best friends in the world are smokers. They smoke. Mm-hmm. And when we all get together and go out, three or four of them, the ones who smoke, will go outside to smoke. And I will go outside with them, even though I don't smoke. And you want to know why? Because they're the most fun people in the group. That just works out that way, right? Many times, smokers are the most fun people in a group.
Yeah.
Kids, don't smoke. It'll kill you. But I'm just saying, for my friends, the smokers are the cool people. And I like to go out and hang out with them because they're so much fun to hang out with. So what I told the people, this couple, it's called the lifestyle, by the way, Jeremy. It's not called swinging. It's called the lifestyle.
All right.
I told him, I said, listen to me. You guys are about the coolest people I have ever met. I am not interested in the lifestyle. Given that information, can we still hang out?
Can we still be friends?
Right. And I said, can we still be friends? Because you guys are so fun. I'm not judging your lifestyle choice. I don't care. Do whatever brings
sure,
you joy, right? I honestly
it's a big world out there.
Do not care. But I still want to hang out with you. So can we hang out if I don't do that?
Did he put his hand on your knee or your leg and say, of course we can?
Anyway, that's my first time to ever be recruited
that's
for that.
Funny, man.
And I have to say, I don't judge people who do that. And there's a lot of our listeners who do that. And bless your hearts.
Yeah, whatever. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
But I wish I was sitting there when that little light bulb moment happened for you. Like, ding!
My God. And the thing is, my friend was sitting next to me and I couldn't see her face. And I was thinking, in her head, she's going, Dom invited me out. to this.
What did I get myself into?
Right. So I know that Highlands Ranch and Littleton, Colorado are hotbeds for that, and the lifestyle is very big in those communities, and we have a bunch of our listeners who do that, and I love you, and I'm glad you are happy. It's just not for me, that's all. It's like smoking. It works for some people,
right.
Doesn't work for me.
Right. That's so,
so
funny,
now
though.
I have been in that situation, and it took about 25 minutes for me to figure out where that was going.
So good. So good, man. So are you friends? You got
exchange
numbers?
He wouldn't give his phone number, but she gave her phone number, and she was like, yeah, we can get together and have a few laughs.
All right, good. It's funny.
That was my Friday night.
That's so good.
What'd you do Friday night?
Right. Hey, gravy.